Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, segment number 3, and it's the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter featured here this morning. And we have Deb Watkins, director of the Animal Shelter, joining us on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Hey, we're doing great over at the Animal Shelter.
Very good. Staying busy?
You know we are. With the longer days and spring coming, we're seeing more and more animals come in the door. And so we're glad we're there for the community and to help those homeless pets either get reclaimed or get rehomed. We currently have 37 animals under our guardianship at the shelter. And so we have like 26 dogs that are available for adoption. So come check out our dogs. We have some kittens that are just put on the floor today. So there'll be some kittens available. And we just love seeing people come in and, you know, getting so excited about taking a pet home and helping them match up the right animal to their lifestyle.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys, I know from time to time, do adoption events. Talk about your most recent one, if you wouldn't mind, just how that went for you.
Yeah, you know, we did the Valentine adoption event, and it went great. You know, we sure did get a lot of people in the door, and I think it's great. We still have quite a few people that are working from home. And again, it's just, you know, to be able to have a pet with you to help with the stress and give you a little break to get up from the computer and go take a walk outside with your dog or spend time with your cat. I think it's just a great opportunity, rehoming pets and for the animal shelter world, saving a life.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got some things we're looking forward to here in the month of April. And just hard to believe it's April's what, 11 days away, 12 days away? Holy cow. So we got some celebrations we're going to be following here in April.
Yeah, we're really excited. The second week of April is Animal Control Appreciation Week. And boy, do we ever appreciate our animal control officers on a daily basis. You know, they are out in the community helping people with their animal issues and animals at large. And, you know, now that there are quite a few animals in our community, you know, we do run into situations where, you know, we have dogs that have little squabbles at the dog park and out walking on the trails. And so we really do want to help people with those things. And, you know, we're not just out there giving citations. We're out there educating the community and trying to help them problem solve with their animals that have some behavioral issues and things. And so I, you know, really have to give it to our animal control officers. They absolutely are trying to help and educate. You know, lately, with the weather getting nicer, we've just got a lot more people out and trying to keep everybody safe. You know, it's really important to keep those dogs on a leash.
Yeah, and boy, I've had dogs, you know, from my childhood that got off the leash before, and it can be a sad thing that can happen. You know, you get hit by a car, you never know. I mean, there's all sorts of things that can happen if they get off the leash. They can run away. Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, we commonly see that as the days get longer and our spring weather gets better. And so there are, you know, leash laws in the city of Manhattan, and so we do expect people to you know, go by the ordinances, and that helps keep everybody safe and the public safe.
Yeah, we're speaking with Deb Watkins, director of the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter here in the city of Manhattan. We have another Appreciation Week in April. That's the third week. It's Volunteer Appreciation Week.
Yeah, we really appreciate our volunteers. Boy, they have sure helped us out, and again, that's just been such a growing program. A lot of the students have more time now that they are actually, you know, doing their studies from home and remotely. And so we so appreciate them on their breaks coming in and helping at the shelter. And so if you want to volunteer, you can go on our website and fill out the application or come into the shelter and fill out the application. We would love to have you come. We have an orientation that we do. And then after you've volunteered so many hours, then you can take the animal handling classes. And so our volunteers help us out so much with animal enrichment and making toys for them and helping keep the shelter clean. And so, wow, we love seeing them there.
Yeah, no doubt. Volunteers are very important. And, you know, the number of things that they can help you out with there. And when you have 37 animals, I mean, it's hard for one person to take care of 37 animals, let alone, you know, just even a handful of volunteers.
Yeah, we like to get the dogs. We have a beautiful dog yard in the back, if you haven't seen at the shelter. And so we make sure and get the dogs out, you know, 3 or 4 times a day, which actually, you know, helps them so that they're not in their kennel as much, and they actually then will show better when their adopters come in to look at them. And we appreciate the volunteers helping us out with that.
You know, I'm just browsing.
We're kind of excited. So what we're going to do for Volunteer Appreciation Week is we're going to showcase on social media some animals that are volunteer favorites. And so we'll be posting some of our volunteers that and their favorite animals. And so we will also be applying a sponsorship or discount for the adoption fee of those animals during Volunteer Appreciation Week. So we're really excited about that.
Okay. I've been browsing your Facebook page, and, you know, St. Patrick's Day was this past week. You had a nice post here about Kay, and I'm curious if Kay was lucky enough to get adopted.
Kay has not been adopted yet. Kay is a very special case. She's been with us for a while, and so we are really looking for the perfect home for her. She needs to be a bit of a couch potato. She, her ACL and her leg is loose or is going out, and so, you know, with her having some medical conditions, she will not be an athlete, but she will be a great couch potato. If someone is interested in adopting her, definitely fill out an application online and then call the animal shelter to make an appointment.
All right. She's beautiful. What is her breed? Is that a lab?
Yeah, she's probably a lab cross. I'm not sure how we have her listed on Pet Finder.
Okay.
But yeah, she doesn't always like other dogs, and so she probably needs to be in a home with older children. And so that's why that makes that a tougher adoption.
Yeah.
You know, is when you have those dogs that don't get along with other dogs as well, and you need to have older children. So that's why she's really been there the longest. So just give us a call at 785-587-2783 and make an appointment to come in and see what animals we have available for adoption.
All right, very good. Well, Deb, it's always a pleasure to learn more about these animals, and I'm glad you're posting pictures of them, because we sure miss seeing them out here at the radio station. Hopefully in a very short time we'll be able to bring them back out here.
That would be lovely.
All right, well, keep up the good work out there at the animal shelter, and we hope to see you real soon.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, thanks a lot. Deb Watkins joining us here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. It's 9:42, and we're going to continue In Focus here in just a few minutes with Dave Baker. He'll be our guest next from the Douglas Center.